MEOTA. 20 contestants played their hearts out at the shuffleboard tournament in the Dewdrop in March 11 and all had a great time under the leadership of Arlene Walker, as Nestor was away. A few new faces were on hand, which makes the event a time to meet and greet your neighbors. Every player had 3 games with their partner. Top score of 66 went to David Sayers and Carol Dyke, second place with a score of 58 were Gail Hilderman and Linda Ard, and third place with a score of 56 were Stella Rendell and Larry Dyke. A delicious potluck luncheon was enjoyed at noon and coffee was on all day. Many other games were played throughout the day, passing the time between shuffleboard games. The film shown and enjoyed at the Dewdrop in March 6th was the fascinating story of the life of polar bears in the Hudson Bay area of Canada. About a dozen folks attended and enjoyed coffee and popcorn on the side. We appreciate the work Bob and Vivianne Lesko put in to host these films. Bridge was played at the Pioneer Hall March 7th, with 3 tables. Top score was by Linda Ard and Cletus Sherman, followed by Barbara Mitchell and Albert Blaise. The game on March 9th with 3 tables again, saw top score go to Margaret Dyke and Dave Cregan. Tied for second and third were Janine Beloyne and Jean Laws, along with Catriona Winterholt and Donna Sherman. Canasta was played at the Dewdrop in March 10th, with 2 tables of 4 and 1 of 6. High score of the 2 tables was Linda Ard and David Sayers, followed by Arlene Walker and Vivianne Lesko. Fresh baking is available for your Easter table from Edam Manor Kitchen March 17th. Home-baked apple and cherry pies, 3 kinds of cookies and homemade buns are offered. Phone 306-397-3000 for more information and to order. Spiritwood is holding another 2 nights of Grand Ole Opry entertainment March 31st and April 1st in their Civic Center. Watch for posters of former entertainers and some new ones. The proceeds go to community projects. World Day of Prayer in Meota. Submitted by Trudy Janssens. Planning and hosting the 2023 World Day of Prayer in Meota was a rewarding experience, but it did come with its challenges. As a result, the organizers needed to take a breather before reporting on how it went. World Day of Prayer is always held on the first Friday in March. This year, Shirley Ward and Trudy Janssens, who are with the Meota United Anglican Church, invited everyone to the Dewdrop Inn. The Women of Taiwan wrote the service and our local readers followed along with a supplied PowerPoint presentation. The information came on a USB stick, which unfortunately arrived in Meota just days before the event. Fortunately, the equipment was in place at the Dewdrop Inn and no one was even aware of the stress that led up to the event. Prayers were answered for the organizers. Numbers were down, but the spirit of the event was wonderful. We look forward to exploring Palestine next year. Ready to set sail? Meota Lakefront Paddle and Sail Annual General Meeting was held via Zoom March 12. 2023 promises to be an exciting summer. MLPS is planning a major fundraiser at the Meota Community Complex June 17. Details to follow. Sailing lessons are being planned for July 4 to 8. There will be youth and adult classes. As soon as all the details are finalized, registrations will be accepted on the SASC Sailing Association website. Annual membership fees are due and existing members are encouraged to renew early to ensure a kayak storage berth. It's only $200 for a family membership and $125 for an individual. Online registration will be available very shortly. Details to follow.